opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
And here we are again, our urban story. This is your friend Barbara from Harlem with my co-host
BB Diamond. Hello, everyone.
And we hope you're enjoying this beautiful Saturday afternoon. I mean, the weather is just lovely here in New Jersey. And we want to just bring you up to date on what we see going on and how we see it. And we're going to pass it on to you so that you can pass it on and we can help make America great again.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to this beautiful, finally spring day in the northeastern part of the United States. It's absolutely beautiful, as you said, here in the great state of New Jersey. There has been a lot going on, as we say every week, because this is life. And we look at the entire world, not just urban America. And so I think one of the biggest stories from the past week is the summit between Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, and Moon Jae-in, who is the leader of South Korea. Now, before the Korean War, the 1950s, from 1950 to 1953, based on my historical knowledge, and you can all look it up on Google or whatever research tool that you have at your disposal, the Korean Peninsula was united. There was one Korea.
Yes.
But because North Korea decided to join the communist side of history, they fought South Korea, and that's when the peninsula became divided. And there is in North Korea, between North Korea and South Korea, there is what is called the DMZ, which is the demilitarized zone, which is guarded by American soldiers and, from what I understand, South Korean military as well. And we have been in the DMZ since 1953, when the Korean War ended. So for the first time since 1953, to the best of my knowledge, a leader of North Korea crossed into South Korea to meet with the leaders there. And this was huge. This is very historic. Barbara, why don't you weigh on this, please?
Well, I mean, I was just looking at some of it on YouTube, and it looked like it was a very merry meeting between the two. And the bottom line is our president, Donald John Trump, is, I think, responsible for this historic meeting. Our previous three presidents did nothing in this arena, in this area, to curtail some of the horrible things that were going on between the United States and North Korea recently. In other words, it was ignored by Bill Clinton, George Bush, and also Obama. And now we have a president who is letting the world know that he is a man about making America great again, making America safe again, and trying to get a lot of these world leaders to come together under the banner of peace. And I think it's remarkable.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. And I think the president of Japan has attributed this to President Trump, because President Trump, unlike our previous leaders whom you cited, the last three presidents, Clinton, Bush, and Obama, Barack Obama, they did essentially nothing, or they kowtowed to North Korea.
And that's why the nuclear weapons have been able to accumulate, and they have them now.
Exactly.
Right.
Kim Jong-un realizes that Donald Trump is no pushover.
No, he's not.
He means what he says. Mm-hmm. And so I believe this is one of the reasons he agreed to meet with the president of South Korea, Moon Jae-in. Now, as Donald Trump tweeted yesterday, Friday, we have to wait and see. Essentially, that's what
he's saying. See what happens. That's correct.
Because we don't know if Kim Jong-un is doing this for publicity purposes to ease the sanctions on North Korea. Because I can tell you, from working in a financial institution, the sanctions against North Korea are pretty serious and severe. And the banking institutions will shut down any entity, any bank, any financial institution, any company that has ties to North Korea. It's a no-go. So North Korea is being economically strangled, at least in the American financial economic system, which is the largest in the world, probably the only one who's larger than us or is approaching our size is China. So North Korea is feeling the stranglehold economically.
Well, that's good. That's good. Sometimes you, whatever leverage you have to bring someone who may be unorthodox, to bring them in line, you have to use it. And I'm glad that we have that power and that leverage to be able to do that. Now, whether he means this or not, we don't know. But for right now, it's peace. And he looks very happy because he doesn't want the strangleholds to just, you know, disrupt his reign.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Now, China and the United States will be parties to this agreement. It's to end the nuclear war, if you will, the race on the Korean Peninsula. There, Kim Jong-un calling it an era of peace. And I just want to quote Mr. Kim Jong-un very briefly.
Okay.
It took a long time for the two Koreas to come together and to hold hands, and we have long waited for this moment to happen, all of us, he said. As I stand here today, I can see that South and North Koreans are the same people.
They are.
They cannot be separated. We are compatriots. We should not be confronting each other. We are the same people and should live in unity. I hope we will be able to live very peacefully in the future as soon as possible, unquote.
All of that sounds very good, and I hope he means every word of it.
One of the tragedies of the sad parts of the Korean War is it did separate families, because some families have members who are in North Korea and the rest of them are in South Korea. So I hope soon, very soon, for the people of North Korea that they will be free. And I've said on this broadcast before a few times, I pray that in my lifetime I can fly into a free Pyongyang, which is the capital of North Korea. The North Korean people have been essentially prisoners in their country.
Absolutely.
When they try to escape, like escape to China, China will send them back, which is tragic because then they're facing, you know, prison camps. They're facing potential death.
Absolutely.
So we're just hopeful for the meeting between the two leaders, and we pray that it is truly beneficial for the people of both North and South Korea.
Because they are one people.
Mm-hmm. They are.
That's the bottom line, you know. And while we're on the international news, you know, I saw something in the Times of Israel in reference to, well, number one, we know that the French president is here visiting, and Donald Trump and Macron, how do you pronounce that?
Macron
seem to be getting along very well. But the French envoy to Israel, and that's a female by the name of Helene Lagal.
Okay.
She's worried about America pulling out of the Iran deal, because she says if America pulls out, then Tehran will pull out. And she thinks that there's a possibility that, you know, there may be some terrible repercussions. So we'll have to see. But we know that one of the strong campaign points for Donald Trump was his dislike for this Iran deal that President Obama and John Kerry entered into. But the French ambassador is really nervous. But she has to see what's going to happen, because our president did not agree with that deal at all, and said it was one of the worst deals that America could have entered into. So that's something that we have to, you know, keep an eye on. But one thing we can surely say, that Macron and Trump are having a very good visit together. They seem to really like one another. So we'll just keep an eye on the Iran deal.
Right. And I think French President Macron will try to convince Donald Trump to stay in the deal with Iran. I don't think he will. I think it's a poor deal, and Iran has threatened the United States, but Iran is essentially, Iran, when it comes to the United States, is virtually powerless. So Iran can threaten, they can rattle the saber and all that other stuff, but we will be pulling out of the deal. We should not be enabling Iran to acquire nuclear weapons.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Iran is so evil that they've set a date for God forbid Israel's destruction. Well, Iran should be on notice that if they send out one plane to drop any bombs on Israel, Israel will have their Iron Dome, and Israel can destroy the capital, Tehran, probably within hours.
Absolutely. And, you know, because Donald Trump had said that this was an insane deal and one of the worst in history that the United States entered into under the Obama administration. So, but we will keep an eye on that, because, you know, that's very important, you know, because we have to be there for our neighbor, our friend Israel. I think that that's all there is to it. And what else do you want to tell us, Miss Diamond?
Well, good news for those who are pro-life and those who supported the State of Israel. I think it's just good news, period, that former CIA Director Mike Pompeo was confirmed as Secretary of State this past week. I think it's very important. He is very close to Trump. He will carry out and fulfill President Trump's agenda. He and President Trump on the deal with Iran and other issues, I believe, are on the same page.
Yes.
So this is a victory for those of us who believe that we need a Secretary of State who will be steely-eyed, who will be firm, who will tell Iran the bottom line and not back down. We can't get caught up in cultural sensitivities, because our niceness, whenever the United States is nice, it's translated into certain parts of the world as weakness.
Absolutely.
And that was one of the issues with North Korea, because we tried to coddle Kim Jong-un and his father, and all it got us was that North Korea kept pushing the envelope to acquire nuclear weapon, and threatened that whole part of the world. So I think Mike Pompeo is a great choice. I think he will be firm but fair, and he will execute Trump's agenda, Trump's foreign policy, I think, flawlessly as much as possible. So those are my thoughts.
Amen. Very good. Yes. I mean, that's good. That's a plus for Americans, and we will be even happier when Planned Parenthood is defunded, where they're not getting the taxpayer dollars, but, you know, all of the rigmaroles and the snags in the government, you know, it's hard to, I mean, because they've been so enmeshed in the government, and we've had administrations that have ignored or have applauded them getting taxpayer dollars. So now we have a president that's trying to untangle this mess and stop having the taxpayer dollars, because there are many taxpayers who are not pro-abortion.
True.
We believe in life. We believe in letting that baby in the womb have a chance at living and life. We don't believe in premeditated murder of an innocent life. And why, you might ask? Well, you know, it says God hates the shedding of innocent blood. And if we want to say, may God bless America and God please bless America, then we have to be in line with what he says. And the shedding of blood is an abomination. And there's no blood that's more innocent than that of a baby's. Isn't it ironic that leftists don't mind killing babies, but they hate the death penalty? They hate the death penalty given to people who have tortured other people, mass murderers, serial murderers. They say that that's inhumane. But killing babies, they can justify. How sick can you be? I just wanted to mention briefly from also the Times of Israel that our president may attend the opening of the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. And the people in Israel are elated. He said he may attend that.
Now, but there is a huge delegation from the United States. I believe the last count I heard was that over 250 members of the United States between the House of Representatives and other areas within the U.S. government will be going to Israel for the U.S. Embassy's opening in May because of the United States' bravery under Donald Trump, because, you know, know, the United States have been threatened by Hamas, the Palestinian Arabs, different countries. Even the Pope got involved saying Jerusalem, the status of Jerusalem should not be changed. Because of the United States bravery, you have countries such as Ecuador, which will move its embassy to Jerusalem. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Hungary is now thinking of moving its embassy to Jerusalem. So it takes the United States. That's called leadership.
We are leaders.
Showing the way.
Now.
We were the first country, if I'm not mistaken, in 1948, when Israel was voted in or voted to be recognized as a country, we were either the first or second nation to say aye at the United Nations to accept Israel as its own nation. So I'll be so happy when the embassy opens in May. It's opening, I believe, either it's in the middle of May, May 14th. And my date might be off by a couple of days. But it's not a big embassy because we just want to get it open.
But let me ask you, you say approximately 250 of our representatives, our
yes.
governmental representatives will be
going to Jerusalem.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it may include Mike Pence. I'm not sure, but it's going to be a nice representation. It should be a great ceremony in Israel. I know the security is going to be through the roof, but it's going to be nice. And it's very important. This is a very important symbolic move. So they didn't wait.
It is.
Because the excuse was in previous years, security concerns, the world's against it, the Palestinian Arabs are against it, Muslims are against it, Europe is against it, because Europe, unfortunately, the European governments are too secularized, they're cowardly, they bend to threats. So for years, and the other thing is, well, the budget, do we have money to move the embassy to Jerusalem? Well, to cut through all that, Donald Trump, through leadership, because he's a leader, we're moving the embassy to Jerusalem. Now, to do it as quickly as possible, we're going to use a building that's already there. We don't have to spend a lot of money. We just want to get the embassy open now. Now, later, they may expand on it, but it's important for symbolic reasons to lead the way. We're going to open the Jerusalem. I think the budget is $250,000, which is peanuts, but it's just the idea that we're opening a base, our base, our embassy in the capital of Israel. Now, for people to say, and for the Palestinian Arabs to say that East Jerusalem should be our capital, what is that based on?
That is based on nothing but lies. That is based on nothing but hatred. That is based on nothing but a Quran that was developed in the 7th century as a way to give legitimacy to hating Jews and hating people who are not followers of Muhammad, period. Mm. I think that sums it up.
Well, you're right. And I think in the broader context, you're absolutely right. To bring it more into the more narrow context, I forget the year, I believe it was 1956.
Okay.
The country of Jordan was able to take over the eastern part of Jerusalem, which included the Western Wall. So the country of Jordan, most of the Palestinians come from Jordan, which, if you remember, when we were in Israel,
the
we could
Arabs.
See the Jordanian flag. That's
right.
How close Israel is to the country of Jordan. We could see the flag as we were traveling to the
Absolutely,
Dead Sea,
right.
If I'm not mistaken. So really, based on that, the Palestinian Arabs are saying, we want half of Jerusalem. That's no basis upon which to give them half of Jerusalem. You're saying because Jordan had once conquered Jerusalem, you're entitled to half of it? No. And as far as their prayer of the Al-Aqsa Mosque, from what I can gather, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which they revere in the Islamic world, was built on top of, I don't
yes.
have evidence of this
yes,
yet.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Built on top of the Second Temple. So it's like you're trying to diminish or erase the Jewish history and lineage and their evidence of their existence right there in Jerusalem.
Well, the bottom line is that they have developed a legacy that is composed of lies. Mm. Period. The first occupants of that area were Jewish people, Jewish Palestinian Jews. And if they're interlopers or occupiers, it would be those Arabs who couldn't be absorbed by the 22 Arab nations that surround the little place we call Israel. And, you know, I don't know, we should be tired of trying to accommodate liars. Mm-hmm. we should be tired of trying to accommodate those who just have murder on their mind. And I'm just not one to say that we should just go on appeasing them and trying to please them. You know, if you don't mind, I was going to move on and just mention that the man wanted in connection with the fatal shooting of a Maine deputy has been caught. John Williams, 29, was captured by authorities about 4 days after the incident. You know, it's so sad when those who put on that uniform, wear that badge, and go out to protect and serve are just slaughtered needlessly. But we can blame some of the hate mongers in our society for such horrible things happening.
Well, absolutely. And our hearts go out to the deputy in Maine who was slaughtered.
His family.
You know, yeah, that's really, our hearts go out to them. And law enforcement, I mean,
they have such a hard job.
They do have a very hard job. And there have been so many officers killed in the line of duty this year.
Yes.
And I think that's absolutely horrible.
It is.
And there's just no words.
I know. There aren't any words. I was in a supermarket the other day, and a black clerk who was waiting on me, checking me out. She had on this Black Lives Matter button, you know. I said, why are you wearing that? And then she said, well, I really don't know. I said, well, you know, that doesn't really look appropriate because you should base what you do and what you believe on facts.
Right.
I said, they don't give facts. I said, are they ever concerned about black-on-black crime?
Exactly.
If Black Lives Matter, why don't they talk about that?
Exactly.
Why don't they talk about how that can be reduced?
Right.
We kill more people than the Ku Klux Klan has ever lynched. We kill one another. So, you know, I think she said she was going to, she said, well, I'm going to take this off. I won't wear. I said, right, because when people are buying their groceries, they don't want to know what you believe politically.
Exactly.
And that's not based on truth.
Right. No, and I think that's an excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you brought that out to her because when you're, I don't know what store you were at, but you're serving people of all ethnicities,
absolutely,
all races. You're serving people of different careers, and you might be serving some law enforcement officials who just came into the store to buy groceries.
Right.
So by wearing the Black Lives Matter button, you're sending a very negative message.
Very.
And people, maybe people within that movement and liberals believe it's positive, but it's to the rest of the world, and I think I'm safe in saying this, it conveys a negative message. And one of the reasons it conveys a negative message is, if Black Lives Matter, to your point, why do they ever talk about black-on-black crime, which
they
is
don't.
Through the roof? Why don't they ever talk about the putting abortion clinics deliberately in urban areas? Because Margaret Sanger is one of her key targets. One of the reasons she started Planned
Parenthood was to eliminate black people.
Was to eliminate black children.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is, she was engaged, while I was in line, she was engaged in a conversation with another clerk.
Mm-hmm.
The supervisor came by and told both of them to stop that.
Right, good.
Wait on the customer.
Exactly.
So the bottom line is, she might be in jeopardy of losing her job because right then and there, the short time that I was there, two strikes against her.
Mm.
Number one, she's engaged in a conversation and not paying attention to me.
Right.
Number two, you're letting everyone know who may not be in favor of Black Lives Matter that you're participating or you support something of that nature.
Right. Well, I have a story to tell. I have a similar thing when I was at Walmart. I'll go and say Walmart. The girl was talking. I'm trying to get checked out. She's talking about how the manager or supervisor asked her why she came back from her break late. I think that's unprofessional.
It is.
To have those conversations while you're waiting on a customer. I'm just in Walmart to get my stuff and get out. I don't need to hear anything like that. And this is something I find with, and I'm black myself, so I can safely say this. Too many young black people are not professional. They want to gossip, talk about TV shows, the music while they're waiting on customers. We don't want to hear any of that. But going back to Black Lives Matter, to me, just saying that, to me, it strikes me as unchristian because all lives matter.
All lives
matter. All lives
matter. That's what I told the young lady. All lives matter.
All lives matter. To say, well, Black Lives Matter, well, what about white lives? What about Asian lives? What about police officers, teachers? All lives matter, and that to me is the Christian position.
Absolutely. Of course. Yes.
We're going to be going to break in about 1 minute. Barbara, anything else you want to say before we break?
Well, I'm very happy that more black conservatives are speaking out. And we're going to be talking about that because it's right in line with my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, because my book, I talk about that. I talk about the victimhood mentality that's been saturating the black communities. And you know, and it's so sad because we have a lot of potential that's going to waste. We have a lot of dreams that are just being shattered and destroyed and ripped away because of the liberal ideology that has saturated itself, that has poisoned the black community and other communities also. Because throughout our land, we have people here with great potential. But if they're trained to be victims, then that potential will be wasted. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
I hope you're listening to those wonderful sponsors they have for, you know, Blue NJ Blue. I mean, I went to an event that they had Thursday night at Mario's in Clifton, New Jersey. And if you want to meet some of the most beautiful, wonderful people in the world, please support the magazine. And if you see an invitation to one of the events, please come. And you know you're perfectly safe because most of them, there's law enforcement. So you know wherever it's going to be, you're going to be well protected. But some of the most beautiful people in the world. And I met a young man there by the name of Matt. His parents were from Colombia. And he was so intelligent. And he happens to be a Republican, you know, in college, working two jobs and all of that. But it was so inspiring to talk to a young person who had his head screwed on right.
Hmm. Now, that leads me into the story that we started as our teaser before we went to the break.
Okay.
Talking about black conservatives.
Yes.
And this movement that is really sprouting and is growing. And I think the dam burst this past week when Kanye West, who many of us know, rapper, famous guy, married to Kim Kardashian. Many of us may not like her, but that's the situation. But Kanye West said he loves Donald Trump. He went on a popular New York radio station, says he loves Donald Trump, and most of you know Kanye West is African American. And the internet went crazy. They mean, John Legend, another singer, was basically telling Kanye West he betrayed his fans and he should rethink his support of Donald Trump. Kanye West basically said, you're trying to, I'm paraphrasing Kanye West's tweet, but you're trying to interfere with my free thinking. And that's important. It's, this whole thing started, really, let me back up a little bit. Kanye West said about a week or so, maybe 2 weeks ago, that he supported a conservative, I don't know, she's a columnist, commentator, Candace Owens, African-American woman who says that she doesn't want to be, you know, she doesn't want people to view her by her skin tone, but by who she is as a person. I hope I have that right. But basically, she is a conservative in the vein of Barbara from Harlem, who's sitting across from me. And Kanye West said, I support her. And that drew the liberals crazy.
Yes.
Because black people are not expected to be independent thinkers. We are expected to tout the Democrats' policies, what they believe, even though a number of things that the Democrats support run counter to what we believe. And I believe we have a call coming in, producer. Hi, you're on the air. Who's calling, please?
Hello.
This is Sandy from Charlotte, North Carolina. I have a comment.
Yes, Sandy. We're so happy that you called. What is your comment?
My comment she made about Kanye, I totally agree with Kanye. He is free to think and free. People just don't want to hear the truth.
True, true, true. Are you African-American?
Yes, I am.
Amen, amen. So you agree that he has the right to say it, and this is what needs to be said at this time in our history.
The truth needs to be just the truth, and people need to be okay with the truth.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you so much for calling from North Carolina.
And please call
You're
again.
Welcome.
We really love that. And I would like for you to just read a little bit of this right here.
Yes. Well, I'm going to read an excerpt from Barbara from Harlem's new book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, which should be hitting the bookstores very soon.
Yes.
She wants me to read from page 156. Quote, with the constant spreading of the Democrats' delusional dust upon vulnerable subjects, the Democrats continue with the same drumbeat that sends a message that they are the only hope for the downtrodden and overlooked. But in essence, they are the real users of this class of people that they described as overlooked, deprived of opportunities, denied access to a more fruitful existence, and subjected to racism on every front. They pretend to do good when in fact they cause more harm to those who need to be inspired to reach their God-given human potential. Also affected by the delusional dust that the Democrats disperse are those good white Americans who think they can help the plight of blacks. The distortion by the media's constant shouts of racism would have one believe that we never moved forward. Sometimes those good white Americans make poor choices when they see a black vying for an elected office. And I'll stop there because you go on to talk about white guilt.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm going to stop there. And Barbara, what are your thoughts?
That's my from your thoughts book. On that is what I call is delusional dust that has infiltrated the minds of too many blacks in particular. And even some of the whites. So I'm glad that Conway West and
Kanye
and Miss Owens mm-hmm. are speaking out on this, because this has plagued me for many years. It has, mm-hmm. you know, caused a disturbance in my personhood. Mm-hmm. And that's why this book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, is my memoir and the truth. And as a matter of fact, it's my therapeutic solution.
Mm. And I want to thank the caller again, because from North Carolina, because it takes a lot of bravery to
Absolutely.
Buck this system.
It does.
Too many blacks are on the Democrats' plantation.
That's correct.
And we are afraid to break out and be free thinkers. Chance the Rapper, a very popular rapper, he said, "Oh, blacks don't have to be Democrats." For him to say that publicly,
true.
That takes a lot of bravery.
Absolutely. And we cover a lot of that in this book. We cover these same topics in this book. And what I'm so happy is that more voices in the black community who are thinkers are being heard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, before, you know, you had to go into a corner and keep your thoughts to yourself. But we need to come together. We need a big voice, because there has to be change for us to make America great again.
You know, I'm not a big fan of Kanye West, but he's made a couple of songs I like. Jesus, I think one called Jesus, Step With Me, or whatever it's called. But one thing Kanye West said that's very, very important. He said Barack Obama was president for 8 years and nothing changed in Chicago.
Absolutely.
And in fact, and that's his quote, I will go even farther than that and will say it's gotten worse in Chicago with the black on black crime. It is the worst probably in the nation, with few other exceptions, maybe New Orleans. The shootings between blacks, primarily black men, in Chicago are through the roof. And what Kanye West said was very important. I may not like him musically, although I like a couple of his songs, but what he is saying is beyond who he is as a musician. This is important, I think, for the African American community to break free. It opens the door, because the Democratic Party, for too long, as you describe in your book.
Yes.
And I'd like for you to pick out another excerpt, because I want us to read the excerpt why you were a member of the Democratic Party. You say you were a Democrat by default.
By default.
What, is that on the back of your book?
That's on the back
Please
of the book.
Or if you want me to read it, I'll read it.
I was a liberal by default. I asked no questions. I had no answers. I just pulled the lever to vote for Democrats, as was expected of me. Most of my fellow black Americans do not fully understand what the term liberal means, or who or what they are voting for. They don't realize how harmful those liberal policies are to our freedoms and liberties as Americans.
That's powerful.
Yes.
And we want to get this book in the hands of millions of people. So, Barbara, we want to see if we can get this on Mark Levin's show, Sean Hannity's show.
Yes, yes, yes.
Even try to make Donald Trump, President Trump, aware of your book.
Yes.
And in fact, we may even consider sending it to the White House, because I think Donald Trump, if we can get it near him, he may actually read at least excerpts from that book.
Okay.
And because I think your book is... You know, it's interesting, and it just came to me. Your book is basically saying what Kanye West is saying.
Absolutely.
Candace
and what
Owens,
Candace Owens is saying, what all
Diamond
of them are
and
saying.
Silk. Diamond and Silk,
Absolutely.
For those of you don't know, are two African-American women. I believe they're from North or South Carolina. That's not important.
Mm.
The important thing is that they are Trump supporters, and they have millions of followers. Two black conservative women. And Facebook banned them. And this has been happening with the social media giants banning or
conservative voices.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Diamond and Silk, I don't know if they're sisters. I think they're sisters. They went before the House of Representatives to testify about what happened to them being banned, because that impacts freedom of speech. So we had Sheila Jackson Lee, a representative from Congress, black woman, and I'm indicating their race, because my point is Diamond and Silk, two black women from, you know, we didn't know who they were. They pulled themselves up. They moved forward. They created their own media empire, if you will. And their two biggest critics on Capitol Hill were two fellow African-Americans who just can't believe that black people can be independent thinkers and not just follow the liberal line. So sometimes as conservative blacks, we get it more from our own people than we get it from white people.
Well, we do. That's why I was telling the young Hispanic man I was talking to last night. He was talking about the name calling that he has to go through from Hispanics. Mm. Basically. Mm. And I said, well, the same thing happens with black people. But I said, who defines you? Mm-hmm. See, we have to know who defines us. We can't let people define us. Like I told him last night, if someone calls me a monkey, that doesn't mean I'm a climb a tree and eat a banana.
Right.
You know, I'm defined by God. We're defined by God because we're made in his image. Mm-hmm. And we must always remember that. Yeah. But you're going to find your own people. Sheila Jackson, what's her name?
Sheila Jackson Lee.
She is one of the most despicable people in Congress, mm-hmm. along with Maxine Waters. And these happen to be black women. And there are some who aren't black. But mm-hmm. I'm particularly very disappointed in them, mm-hmm. because their districts, from what I've been able to find, are doing very poorly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they have the victimhood mentality spread all over, mm-hmm. and have people thinking that they are their deliverers. In the meantime, they're very disrespectful, very dishonorable, and they keep getting reelected, and that needs to stop.
No, I agree with you. Absolutely.
You know, and on the back of the cover of my book, and when I was showing it to some people Thursday night, they were very impressed with this. I am Barbara from Harlem, and my God, my country, and my conscience are my guides. Mm. You see, I say that because it's almost impossible to be a Christian and follow the liberal ideology. That's why it's important to know what it stands for, what it represents, because a lot of us go to church and every week we are in church saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, clap your hands and stomp your feet. But who are we really serving if we're full of rage, hatred, blaming white people for things that are not their fault? What's our problem is, look at the disintegration of our families. Just look at that.
No, that's absolutely true. I think it's almost worth repeating.
Yes.
Can you back up and just basically say what you said, but just a little slower? What do you mean exactly? Like, a lot of black people go to church almost every week.
Almost every week.
Stomp your feet, raise your hands.
Clap your hands, praise the Lord.
Right, clap your hands. And yet they, by just voting for liberals, because by voting for them, that means you are saying you accept their agenda, which in some cases contradicts the word of God.
Oh, it does contradict the word of God. I had to tell a lady in a supermarket once that if I knowingly voted for someone who said kill the babies in the womb, I would never call myself a Christian again.
Mm.
And I meant that. What the liberals have you believing, and another name for a liberal is a secular humanist, mm. and that's eliminating God.
Mm.
They have you believing things and acting on ideologies that are contrary to the word of God. We go to church on Sunday, and then Monday we go and vote for people who say kill the babies, and two men marrying is the same thing. We're going to redefine marriage, and that's contradictory. So for our Christianity to be based on truth, we have to know truth, we have to accept truth, and we have to vote for people who support truthful ideologies. And that's not happening. In my book, I have a chapter, which is one of the saddest chapters in this book, and it's called Clergy Chatter. Because a lot of what I've heard from the pulpits is nothing but chatter, chatter, chatter. It's racist. It's contradictory to the word of God. And then to top it off, they're telling you, amen, amen that. I didn't hear loud. Say the amen again. And I will not amen things that are contradictory and rebellious against the word of God. I am a member of the clergy. And there is a difference between serving man and serving God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Barbara from Harlem.
Yes.
Just a couple of other things I want to just touch on. We know about the Waffle House shooting in Tennessee.
Uh-huh. And thank God for a brave young man.
Four young people were murdered.
Yes.
By a gunman who was naked. I mean, mentally challenged. And
yes.
But what he did was evil. There's no excuse for it. Brave young man James Shaw Jr., took the rifle from him, but not only that, but I was just reading on the internet how he has helped raise more than $172,000 that was meant for him, from what I understand, to help the four victims, their families,
yes,
bury them.
Yes.
So we just want to give a shout out
Thank
to Mr.
God.
James Shaw Jr., who is African American. That's important because sometimes
Amen.
Too often we just hear the negative side, what's going
That's true.
On in the black
That's true.
Community. We want to say something positive, but we have to touch on something negative, Bill Cosby. And I just want to get your thoughts.
I think it's ridiculous.
I have mixed emotions. Look, I think that Bill Cosby, I don't trust the verdict.
No.
to trust.
Just I don't trust
wrong.
The women. I don't trust the women. You're going to wait 20 years. Were any of them tied up? Were they drugged and then dragged into the hotel room or whatever? Why, if you didn't have ulterior motives yourself, why would you be in a motel room with a married man?
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's absolutely wrong.
I do believe that Bill Cosby obviously was a philanderer. I mean, he's been married to Camille.
I believe that.
He's been married to Camille as long as I've been alive. So it's been close to 50 years. He's been married to Camille. So I do believe he's a philanderer, particularly when it comes to white women. It is what it is. I'm just being real. But to say he's a rapist, I struggle
no,
with that. I
no.
really struggle with
I don't,
that.
I don't
one.
Agree with that at all.
Yeah, I struggle
because,
with that.
Because, I mean, if you are an innocent woman, well, they were looking to further their careers.
Mm.
And the bottom line is they probably went there to have sex, because what are you going to go to a private place with a married man, with a man, period?
Yeah.
If you're not planning on something that's not kosher.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when it didn't pan out, you left there a sour person.
Right. Gotcha.
And then after, 20 years,
right.
Then all of a sudden, oh, I was raped. I don't think it holds much weight, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean,
yes.
it's kind of sad. Bill Cosby, I mean, I'm not making excuses for his behavior. He clearly cheated on his wife multiple times.
But
he recently lost his daughter. I believe she died recently of liver cancer.
Yes,
his daughters.
Yes.
We know that his son was murdered. So it's been rough on Bill Cosby. He's worth at least $300 million, but you can see that money cannot buy you happiness or respect. And I think the jury got caught up. Some people think this, you know, I'll be objective as possible. They got caught up in this Me Too moment where so many women have come out and say, this happened to me in Hollywood or this or that. And so the jury may have just been caught up in that. I don't know. I don't know.
I hope
evidence.
They appeal and I hope it's overturned. That's
okay.
all I can say.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because I don't think it's, you know, I mean, this is 20 years later.
Right.
How is your memory so vivid now? But I think it's because their careers didn't go anyplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like Mike Tyson. I don't believe he raped that young woman.
Robin Givens. Wow.
I don't believe he raped her.
Okay.
I believe that, you know, after they had sex, he said, bye-bye, toodaloo.
Right. Probably right.
You know.
You're probably right.
Because you didn't go up there to play Monopoly.
Right, exactly. I mean, you're going with Mike Tyson, you know.
Hello?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I want to move on to another story.
Yes, ma'am.
Growing anti-Semitism in Europe.
Okay.
Recently in Germany, thousands of Jews and non-Jews took to the streets and wore a kippah. A kippah is traditionally worn by male Jews
mm-hmm.
to symbolize their religion.
Mm-hmm.
And the movement is called I Too Am a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important because anti-Semitism is largely coming from what I could gather from news stories, from the Muslim community. When Muslim migrants come to Europe, assaulting Jewish men and women. We talked about 2 or 3 weeks ago a Holocaust survivor being murdered in her apartment in Paris by
Paris,
a Muslim.
Yes.
I think it's important. I think Europe, I've read stories where this is the largest spike in anti-Semitism since World War II. And that's very serious because we know what happened during the Second World War, where Adolf Hitler led the campaign to murder as many Jews as possible in Europe. So I think this is important. I think that, and I'm saying I think, but I know that the leaders in Europe need to take anti-Semitism rather seriously. The attacks on Jews just because they're Jews. The problem, the challenge, is that being anti-Jewish is almost part and parcel of the Muslim community, of their, of the thought process. Now, why do I say that?
I don't understand.
And you know
that.
Why I say that. Because no. In the Quran, Jews are not looked upon favorably. You know that. The people of the book are Christians and Jews.
So
anti-Semitism is kind of built into their religion. Or do you not agree?
Well, number one, anti-God, the true God, is against their religion. Mm. They worship a totally different God. You know, they used to dupe people.
I believe we have a call coming in, producer.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. I have a comment.
What is your name?
Richard.
Richard?
From San Diego.
San Diego, California. Yes, Richard. What is your comment, yes, sir?
I just liked the show, enjoyed the show.
Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And please tell your friends out in California about Barbara from Harlem.
Yes.
Okay.
And you heard we're talking about the book, and it can be pre-ordered from Simon & Schuster, Amazon, and it's called Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem.
Okay, great.
And thank you for tuning in, and anytime, please feel free to give us another call. Thank you, Richard. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Thanks, Richard. Barbara, I just want to say thank you, Richard, from San Diego, California. I just want to say very quickly, when you go on Amazon, my tip is for any
yes.
of you,
oh, yes.
just type in Barbara from Harlem if that's easier. Because the title is a little lengthy, just type in Barbara from Harlem and her book will come up. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I was just getting ready to say that basically the Muslims worship one God.
Yes.
That was picked out of at least over 300 gods that the Arabs used to worship. They were pagans.
Right.
Muhammad chose one of those gods, Allah.
Right, exactly.
You know, they used to have Christians thinking that Allah was just another name for the same God. We serve different gods. Allah is their God, and Holy God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is the Christian God. So that's a different entity totally altogether. So people who are against the God of the Bible, of Holy Scriptures, Holy Scripture predates the Quran.
Yes, that's true.
The Quran was developed by Muhammad in the 7th century.
Mm-hmm.
The church was established in 1st century.
That's correct.
So there is a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about two different gods. So when you have people who hate the God of the Bible, mm-hmm. they're naturally going to hate Jews. Because mm-hmm. Jews were the chosen people of Holy God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They were chosen. He said, you will be my people. I will be your God.
Good point.
He called them out mm-hmm. of paganism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And gave them his word.
Right.
That's a big difference.
You know, I just want to just clarify one point, Barbara. I think that was excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent analysis. The Arabic word for God is Allah. But what has happened is
it's
this
not the
Allah
same.
That is taken on a whole nother character or a whole nother persona, if you will, based on the Quran from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Well,
they are two distinct. So when they say, well, Allah just is another word for God,
no.
We have to be very careful with that.
You have to make sure that people know that they worshipped over 300 gods. Allah was just one of the gods that the pagan Arabs worshipped.
Right.
And Muhammad chose
right.
Allah out of all of those other 360
That's right.
some odd gods.
That's right.
So there is a big difference.
That's right. Yes, you're absolutely right. And if you read the Quran, as I'm not an expert on the Quran, but I've read it to know that Muhammad does discuss the people of the book. He is referring to Christians and Jews, and you can just double check me, research it. Jews are spoken of more harshly than Christians. They are considered descendants of apes and monkeys. So my point is, when you have Muslim migrants coming from the Middle East, coming from Bangladesh and Pakistan with the mindset that Jews are subhuman, they should be whatever killed, then when they come to Europe, you should not be surprised at the anti-Semitism that is coming from the Muslim world. Very quickly before we go, when the Palestinians, they waged some kind of protest in Israel, one of the flags they raised had a Nazi symbol on it. And if this is the mindset of the Palestinian Arabs, how can you expect Israel to have peace with these people?
They can't. You can't have peace with people who want to kill you. What are you supposed to do? Offer a leg, offer an arm, offer your head.
Right.
You cannot. The best thing is for you to survive, you know, you have to use and apply self-defense.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all there is to it.
Absolutely.
You know, Osama bin Laden described, you know, that their culture is a culture of darkness and death. They celebrate death. So let them kill themselves, but, you know, try to do your best to stay alive. God bless all of you. And we're going to be celebrating Mother's Day. And don't forget your mother. God bless you. And may God continue to bless America. And listen to, again, to our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey. The Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.